Mariah jingles back to the top of the Hot 100. Kelly Clarkson gives her take on Bruno and Anderson, and BTS tease a new project. This is Billboard News Now, and these are your top stories for Tuesday, December 21st.
Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You makes an unprecedented return to number one on the Billboard Hot 100, rising from number two. The holiday tune logs its sixth total week atop the list and becomes the first song in the chart's history to have led in three distinct runs. Christmas was first released on Mariah's Merry Christmas album in 1994 and previously led the Hot 100 in both December 2019 for 3 weeks and December 2020 for two. And just because number one is a familiar spot for the Queen of Christmas doesn't mean she isn't celebrating. On December 20th, she tweeted out a special voice note.
This type of news, it's never like, oh my gosh, I'm so bored of this news. To have another Billboard Hot 100 with a song that means so much to me, I literally don't know what to say.
Elsewhere on the Hot 100, Brenda Lee's Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, originally released in 1958, rises from 3 to 2.
Rockin' around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
Adele's Easy on Me slips to number 3 after 7 non-consecutive weeks at number 1.
No,
late Bobby Helms' Jingle Bell Rock from 1957 lifts from 6 to 4.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
And the late Burl Ives' A Holly Jolly Christmas from 1964 keeps at number 5.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
I ain't playing no games, every word that I say coming straight from the heart.
Kelly Clarkson has blown us away again with Kellyoke, covering Billboard staff's top song of 2021, Leave the Door Open by Silk Sonic. Kelly's rendition added more soul to the Billboard Hot 100 number one, as if any of us knew that was even possible. The show's producer says songs are often chosen by the show's attendees and usually include a mix of Motown, 70s, and 80s songs, current pop to rock, and one country song a week.
Tell me that you're coming.
BTS is dabbling with new forms of storytelling. To promote their upcoming Seven Fates Chaco project due out in mid-January, on December 20th, 34 minutes of live CCTV footage of the K-pop group's seven members was uploaded to the official BTS YouTube channel, with the video description simply reading, "Where did everyone go?" This comes on the heels of the Seven Fates short film released December 19th, which features wistful instrumentals and the guys reaching out for a guiding bright light. So, what is Seven Fates Chaco? Back in November, BTS's label HYBE announced plans to release original stories through Korean social platform Naver Webtoon. Next up, concept and group photos, posters, and an official teaser are set to begin rolling out January 2nd.
Thanks, Jordan. That's going to do it for today. Running it down for you always, I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News Now.